Banjo Palka, battle lines being drawn, and tomorrow the situation reaches near peak with a vote in the full House of Representatives whether to impeach President Donald Trump. Patsy Wittakuswara has the story for VOA.
This week, the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives is expected to vote to impeach President Donald Trump on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Trump will face trial in the Senate, where Democrats demand to hear from more witnesses, including acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They might present exculpatory evidence that helps President Trump. It may be incriminating against the president, but they should be heard.
Todd Belt is a professor at George Washington University.
As long as he maintains his base and those people do not break with the president, then the senators will think to themselves, well, it doesn't do me any good to break with the president if I'm running for re-election.
Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
And tomorrow, representatives are expected to vote along party lines, meaning the resolution would pass, sending the matter to the Senate for a trial. A special court in Pakistan today found former president and military ruler Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. This is the first time a military dictator was tried and convicted in court in Pakistan. Hamid Ali Khan is a senior Supreme Court lawyer.
This is a unique decision of the in the history of Pakistan, where for the first time a military dictator has been punished by the court under the constitution and the law. And it was overdue because constitution has been violated no less than four or five times in the history of Pakistan.
This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed for calm as protests escalated against a new citizenship law that critics have slammed as anti-Muslim and part of a Hindu-first agenda being pushed by his political party. Opposition party leaders staged protests in several states. Tensions ran high in the country's northeast, which has been engulfed with angry demonstrations due to worries that the new law will allow tens of thousands of Hindu immigrants to settle in the region. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday he has not issued any orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan, but that he would like to shift some forces to other missions, including those focused countering China in the Indo-Pacific region. In the meantime, in Afghanistan, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said a U.S. troop drawdown is coming. We get more on the story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking from the Afghan capital Kabul, Graham said the president could reduce troops to 8,600, down from the current 12,000, adding Afghanistan's national security forces are ready to defend their country. Graham added America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has to be condition-based, and the Taliban have to be held to the promises they make during peace talks. Graham has opposed a full US troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China and Russia proposed lifting some UN sanctions on North Korea Monday. That's according to a draft resolution to the UN Security Council seen by Reuters. Russia says the move is meant to help along talks between Pyongyang and Washington. However, a U.S. State Department official told Reuters now isn't the time to end the sanctions, with the North threatening to escalate tensions and nuclear talks on ice. The Pyongyang's carried out a series of weapons tests in recent weeks, and on Monday, Pentagon Chief Mark Esper said more tests may be likely.
Is it concerned their rhetoric? We have seen talk of tests. I think that they will be likely if they don't feel satisfied. So I'm familiar with their tactics, with their bluster, and I think we need to get serious and sit down and have discussions about a political agreement that denuclearizes the peninsula. That is the best way forward and arguably the only way forward.
As for the Security Council, it's not clear when or if the draft resolution to lift sanctions could see a vote. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne thanked the New Zealand government and others involved in the response to the deadly volcanic eruption last week. She spoke to reporters in Auckland on Tuesday and said every effort is being made by New Zealand police and defense forces to search for the two people still missing. With those bodies not recovered from the White Island eruption site, the official death toll stands at 16, although it will go up to 18 once the people are found. I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.